What is the Slender Man? Is a thought more than a thought? Can your imagination change reality? Today we test the believability of the Slender Man as a tulpa.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual,
and tell you whether or not it's believable.
So that being said, we all know the Slender Man.
I like how you're getting right to business here.
The Slender Man's not f***ing real, we know
the
that.
The Slender Man, is that, does he go by the Slender Man?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
He does that, yeah.
It's not just Slender Man.
No, it's like a title, the Slender Man.
I am the Slender Man.
So we all know it's bullshit.
Yeah, right?
I'm just getting straight to the end. It's a bullshit.
Marble Hornets. That's the end of the episode. Have a great day.
No, there's more to this episode, obviously.
I was hoping when you pitched it, there might be.
There's more to this episode than just Slender Man, because we know where it came from. We can f***ing pinpoint it.
It's interesting if this was like the first ever like 30-second podcast.
Like, right?
Nope, not real. See you next week.
Next. I'm believing the bizarre. So we all know he's made up. But what if that does not matter? So I've sectioned these out into, I want to hit 4 points.
Okay.
This is a complex episode.
Get your notepads out, people. Honestly, don't be afraid to take an intermission.
There's going to be a test. The section is, who is Slender Man? I'm going to jump to this point real quick first. I'm just going to hit on it first. So something terrible happened in 2014. The first thing we all think about Slender Man is the stabbing, where 3 12-year-old girls were in the forest. 2 of them stabbed. Peyton Lantier, Anissa Weir, and Morgan Gracer. They lured Peyton out of her home into the woods, and they committed the crime. Peyton actually survived. She did not die. She got stabbed 19 times. Tough cookie. Weir was found not guilty due to mental illness, and she was sentenced to 25 years in the psychiatric clinic, and Gracer pleaded guilty in an attempt to first-degree murder, and she got 40 years in mental health unit. So that being said, I just want to cover the stabbing really quick, because that's a thing that comes up a lot.
Is that separate from what we're going to be talking about?
Kind of. It's going to play into it a little bit.
Okay. But it's kind of like, this is our third episode now, so you can tell there's kind of a lighter tone. I'm putting this on you because this is your episode, but I'm projecting that to separate that. It's kind of like, well, there are serious things.
Yes, that is not funny. That is deadly serious.
Yeah, like we're not gonna poke light at that. We'll poke light at the Slender Man versus just being called Slender Man. But, you know, when there's serious people's lives being affected for the worse.
I just wanted to address it really quick. That's the stabbing. That's what we all think about.
Understood.
She did not die, so that's great. It's terrible it happened, but she didn't die. So to start, something awful is a forum on the internet where people talk about creepy stuff.
It's called Something Awful?
It's called Something Awful. I looked it up. It's still there. Still going. Eric Kunsen, I don't know how to say it. K-N-U-D-E-S-E-N. Kunsen, I think. A.K.A. is Victor Surge. He is a man that is fairly talented with Photoshop. Did you hear that Ohio A there? Talented.
Yeah.
Talented.
Very, yeah.
Anyway, so he's the one that originally made the Slender Man Photoshop. Like, 2009, either June 8th or June 10th, somewhere early June of 2009.
One might say mid-June.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Wait, what is the first Photoshop photo? Because there's a bunch of them where he's creeping in the background.
The first one, I believe, is the one where he's holding the little girl's hand.
Ooh.
And that's the first one. So okay. He posts that to Something Awful in, like, let's make a creepy monster contest.
So he was pretty much like, it was like, it's always fake. Like, nobody ever bought this as, like, hey guys, you know, in my town, there's this legend of it. It was kind of like, hey, this is fake, but it's interesting.
Yep, he Pay posted attention. It. As, like, this is a fake thing I made. And here's the thing. The people on the thread went buck wild. They started taking this photo and said, let's make people believe it's real. And they started posting it different places. And that's how it took off. They spread it all over the internet, like, with, like, captions like, the Slender Man is...
And all of this led up to an absolutely terrible movie. A couple years ago.
Yes, it did.
Which was just terrible.
I'm going to touch on the movie.
Good.
So that was 2009 when that happened. One of the users in that thread even try to hook it back to 16th century German folklore.
Der Grossmann?
Yeah. It's bullshit. I don't know if Der Grossmann's bullshit, but linking Slenderman to that is bullshit. We all know it's bullshit, and that's okay. Slenderman is, to quote the article I was looking at, a monster planted in the 21st century.
Got you.
By 2011, Slenderman was implemented into the collective unconscious of society. However, we all know it's not real, right?
Right.
Well, maybe. Eric was influenced a lot by his original idea from H.P. Lovecraft. He wanted it to be plausible that Slenderman could show up anywhere, quote unquote, anywhere. So I think that means like the forest, urban environment. I think that's why it's such a plain, thin guy in a suit. And also, have you seen Lovecraft and stuff?
Lovecraftian?
Yeah, Lovecraftian stuff. Yeah, yeah. So you know the kind of what, like that era?
Yes.
So you like wanted that eerie, kind of vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably the most famous real content is Marble Hornets, the series on YouTube that only came out, I looked it up, only came out a couple days, like 10 days after the original posting of Slenderman.
In 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they got on that fast.
It was super fast. And that kind of freaks me out. Slenderman is, like, saturated in pop culture. Like you said, they made a terrible movie. It's in video games. One of my funniest memories of college is when our friend Alex was playing the Slenderman game, and it appeared out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
And Alex literally flipped backwards out of his chair and ran to the end of the hallway.
Those were good times in college playing Slender.
Yeah.
You know, you could download an app that would just give you information about Slenderman.
That's insane.
Could you imagine creating an app about something? It's just, it's interesting. It's crazy.
Could you imagine making that? Like, you made that from a picture and it just exploded around you.
This dude probably is walking around like he's king of the world. Like, yeah, I made that.
Oh my god, yeah.
He probably put the in front of his name. What was his name?
Victor Surge.
Yeah, the Victor Surge is what he says now.
So, like, even ours, including our podcast right now, is feeding into this social consciousness society is aware of.
Right.
And he's become kind of a boogeyman of society, in a sense. Yeah?
Yeah.
But we all know it's not real. So why is it scary?
Well, we all know ghosts aren't real, too. Right?
Well, okay. But we can pinpoint the date that this was made.
Right. This isn't ghosts. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I was just playing around.
You're being funny. Ghosts are real. So I'm going to move on to my next point now.
So that's point one.
What is Slenderman? We pinpointed it. He's a pop culture kind of, not icon, that's not the right word, but like.
He's a supernatural pop diva. Pop star.
Yes.
He's like a supernatural Justin Bieber.
But you can see his timeline from 2009 to 2000, mid-14.
It's kind of around the time Justin Bieber came out.
It's true, too. But you can see where, like, how it like spiked culturally.
It was very fast.
Yeah.
Like most. Most creative endeavors take a little while, and this thing just hit.
I think part of it was Marble Hornets.
I agree, which he didn't even have a part in, correct?
No.
Dude, no. I wish somebody else would take some workload off for us.
I know, right?
We'll put this episode out, and then you guys take it from here and just, you know, give us the credit. We'll be the believing the bizarre.
Okay, so you're ready for the next section?
Yes.
What is a tulpa?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea what a tulpa is?
It sounds like some place in Oklahoma. Tulpa. Well, I think it's Tulsa.
Tulsa? Yeah. No, a tulpa comes from an Eastern religion kind of mental place. It comes from that kind of like realm of the world where meditation, you kind of like meet your inner self.
Like a spiritual type thing?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's easy. It's a thought form energy ghost. That's what a tulpa is.
Thought form
energy ghost.
Energy ghost. That's a mouthful.
It, you know, I used to think that too, and then I like started like repeating that to myself in my head. Thought form energy ghost. Thought form energy ghost. It makes sense.
Except he is the thought form energy ghost. What is that? What is that acronym? Thought form energy. TFEG. TFEG. It's almost like TGIF, but not quite.
So what that means is with enough focus and energy and meditation dedicated to something, we can, in essence, create an imaginary being into existence.
I have a question, but I don't want to interrupt your flow.
All right. Just wait.
Okay.
If you know, if you're like a listener, the royal you, if you're listening to this and you're like, I know exactly what he's talking about, just like go with it until I get to, let me get through the rest of the class, okay? Meditation is typically used in Eastern traditions to tap into the power of the human consciousness. Like an imaginary friend, at first the tulpa exists only inside your imagination and is inside your control. However, after you start to feed it, a tulpa starts to become something more through concentration itself. It's able to manipulate matter, and it also develops its own consciousness and its own agenda. So in essence, that is a tulpa.
So you give it the power.
At first.
And then it collects. Is it almost like the exchange of energy, where if you put enough energy into something, it has to go somewhere, so it goes into this thing?
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Like, you are putting energy out there, it is there to take the energy.
Okay, so is that the wrap-up of the tulpa?
That is the tulpa.
Is there a... Like, if you were to tell somebody that story, say me, for example, and I were to say, is there an example? Now, obviously, I see how you're trying to tie the Slender Man in, but let's say, out of this context, if somebody's like, give me an example, is there a universally recognized example of that? You said imaginary friend, we're talking about Slender Man, but is there like a more accepted or relevant example of this existing?
Absolutely. Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ah.
Santa Claus is the perfect example of a tulpa. Now, maybe he doesn't come in and leave presents. Maybe he doesn't eat your cookies.
But he watches you when you're sleeping.
The idea could be that there is a present, omnipotent, good force of Santa Claus. Now, Slender Man, I don't think, would fall into the same category as tulpa.
He's
as Santa
more
Claus.
Like Krampus.
Yeah, he would kind of be a negative force. But everything falls into, like, even this podcast falls into feeding that tulpa, giving it more juice, which is why I'm not super excited to drive home from this recording. Okay.
I know you're going to find a note, like, it's going to start raining, and you're going to turn your wipers on, and you're going to find one of the 8 notes that just got a stick figure on it. I'm going to text Claire right now to plant that.
Bro, I would go...
Crash.
I would... I don't know what I'd do. I'd drive to Florida.
Yeah, he doesn't go to Florida, right?
I got nothing. I don't know what I'd do.
He doesn't like crocodiles.
So, in essence, to end this tulpa section, how do you kill a thought? You can't, really. It's a thought.
Repression, right?
I don't know if there's really an answer to how to kill a thought.
Well, that would be my guess. If so, like, it's like... And I think this is interesting, because I think people do this when something really traumatic or scary happens. It's kind of like your body's own... way of solving that issue is repression. Now, the problem is if you are choosing to believe it, then you can't really repress it. So I wonder if you could go into like some type of like, what about like being hypnotized to forget it?
Maybe.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind, that shit.
But here's the thing with Slender Man. So what is meditation? Except to think about something very hard. And from approximately 2009 to at least May of 2014, Slender Man was on the mind of the world. It wasn't just the United States, it was the world. He was everywhere.
He kind of made those morph suits into what they are. Because yes, people loved those full body color. But then once Slender Man came out, people would buy the white one. And then just, you know, wear a suit and you have your Halloween costume.
Meditation does not have to be one person thinking very hard. It can be a consciousness, a collective consciousness, thinking about one thing on and off for years. And in a sense, we are meditating on Slender Man. Because of what Victor Surge's or Eric's creation made, we've all been meditating on this photo for a long time now. And I think that because of how the world is, we've tapped into something, maybe another universe, maybe just energy. We've focused it enough to create some kind of boogeyman. Now, maybe I'll never see him. I f***ing hope so. Maybe you won't. I hope not either. But the idea that it's out there really freaks me out.
Well, to aid in your argument, like for the people that are listening and like, oh, this is bullshit. There are a lot of people that truly believe you can summon a demon, right?
Yes.
Like if you put a lot of people believe that if you do like ritualistic sacrifice, incest, you know, like the candle lighting, you know, whatever it is. And I don't know what it is because I'm not fucking crazy. But if I feel like it's generally accepted that, you know, at least the idea of being able to summon a demon or something, So if that is so easily acceptable in our culture, it shouldn't be ridiculous what you're talking about, because it's still putting energy into summoning or creating something.
And maybe it's not a conscious effort.
Yeah. I'm just trying to add context to the people that might be listening and think that this is all bullshit.
Like I'm just losing them.
Yeah, not that I believe it. I'm just saying, I'm trying to, like, an analogy. Because most people are like, oh, they're doing, you know, satanic cult stuff over there. Well, what does that mean? Why are you worried about it? Because if you don't believe that they could summon something, yeah, they might kill an animal or something, which I think is still terrible. But if you're not worried, or in the back of your mind, you're not thinking about them creating a greater evil, then why, you know, why is it a problem? Where, you know, tie that to this situation.
So let me hit ramifications really quick, and then we can talk about the believability.
Yes.
So ramifications. So what if Anissa and Morgan, what if they had something more than their imagination helping them lure Peyton to the forest? Like, what if they had something they didn't even realize they had the power of? And I think the ramifications of that blow my mind. It scares the shit out of me. Like, the idea that there was actually something else in that forest. On another podcast, Scared to Death podcast, they have listeners call in. And there's a listener that told a story. They had a party where they had, like, a friend dress up as Slender Man. But in that party, four Slender Man there, when they're only supposed to be two.
Slender Men.
Yes. There were, but that lends the idea that the Slender Man is a title. And there were more than supposed to be there. And multiple people saw them. And honestly, that is one of the scariest stories on that podcast for me. And maybe it's bullshit.
Maybe I feel like you'd be able to detect a costume versus the real thing, but maybe not. I don't know.
How could you tell?
Well, if it's somebody in a morph suit and then a suit.
I mean, it was dark outside.
Oh, I was imagining like inside, a birthday party. Inside, well-lit, punch bowl, maybe spiked. That's what I was imagining.
No,
I wasn't
thinking playing a outside. Game outside. They were actually recreating
Slender.
Yeah. As it sounds like a fun idea, I would never do it. But it was a super scary story because they're like, who were the other two people? And there's like a text chain. And they could not figure out who the other two people were. I've always heard that the more you speak of him, Slender Man,
yeah,
the more likely he is to come find you.
That's part of the myth.
Right? Yeah.
Which is interesting because he created Victor.
Yeah.
The Victor created the photo, but he didn't create the myth.
No,
right?
That text chain kind of developed that whole kind of thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. But my point is, that sounds almost Tulpa-y to me. That the more you think about it, the more it's likely to happen.
I wonder what, like, if it is real. And there is an energy out there. Like, it's starting to lose relevance. Yes. It probably was pissed. It probably went to the premiere of that movie. And when it was basically like The Ring meets Slend. Did you watch the movie?
No, I didn't see the movie.
Dude, I'm spoiling. And I don't give a shit. It was like The Ring. You had to, if you watched the movie, they had a VHS tape. Or maybe a DVD. No, I think it was a file. I think it was a digital file. But if you watched it, then he would come from you. So it's basically The Ring. And never in any lore that I read, was it, if you watch a movie or a video, Slender Man comes from you. That, I was so pissed off when that was the thing. It's not about watching. That's so much like Samara in The Ring. They did not need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's neither here nor there.
That's okay.
That's my opinion on that. So he's probably pissed off about that. And he's
probably
losing relevance. And he needs, now it would be interesting if something big were to happen to get him back in the collective unconscious. Maybe this episode.
We'll see.
Probably not.
But the ramifications of this are frightening, but that's kind of what I think he wants, to be fed.
He hungry.
We can move on to believing. So I don't know, did I flip you at all?
I'm when I add context to it and I think about it, like the idea of energy. Like, that's kind of how I personally cope, because I'm not a religious person. So
right.
Cope, but I believe in ghosts, and mm-hmm. It's kind of hard. They're like, you have to weave your way around certain things. And one of the ways that I do that is believing in energy. And it's like, if you die, where does the energy go? That's kind of a way for me to not really believe too much in an afterlife, but believe in ghosts. So the idea of energy is interesting because it's like, if you do, they say like inspiration, like if you're starting a creative project, if you're starting a band, whatever, you writing, you know, anything, they're like, if you put enough effort out, you know, you have to, something will come out of it. If you put enough into it, something will come out. So yeah, that kind of is like a manatee on your wall inspiration photo. But at the same time, it's like, if everybody truly put enough energy into the idea of Slender Man, what could come out of it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. So I guess my question is, do you believe, because we know it's bullshit, we talked about that, the yes. creation of him is bullshit.
Yes.
But do you believe that what that energy created could be a real being?
No.
No.
No. I believe that it could inspire murders, because it has, yes. or attempted murders. The same way, I gotta be honest, when the Saw movies came out, I was kind of, in the back of my mind, I'm like, you're giving creepy, crazy people ideas.
Sounds like a band, Creepy, Crazy People.
Creepy, Crazy People.
Sounds ideas. Like a really good band.
But you know what I mean? It's kind of, it's like, I'm trying to, I don't want to get too serious. It's like, it's if you watch too much news and you see terrible, terrible things are happening, you are more likely to have a view of the world that most people are bad and most things. But you know what, you know, there's a lot of statistics that show that actually like crime and murder is going down. But if you watch CNN, if you watch Fox, you would not believe that. So it's kind of like, I believe if everybody talked about Slender Man, the Slender Man, that it could create something inside people's minds. Because just going back to our last episode, like, I believe the way people think, the way memory happens, the way people reconstruct things. Like, if you kill somebody or you attempt to kill somebody and you have a hard time coping with that, maybe reconstruct it and place blame elsewhere. I was told to do this. I was tricked into doing this. I mean, this isn't a podcast episode about possession, but you know, how many people, whether or not you believe somebody could be possessed, you got to believe there's a handful of people that did terrible things, regret it, and say, oh, I was, you know, I was possessed.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I think that's how it could come to life. I think people could adopt it. People that are maybe a little less sane than others might truly buy in a little bit further. Some people might use it as a cop-out. I think it could lead to harm and death that might have otherwise not happened if nobody had ever created Slender Man.
I think that's a very good point.
I think that's how it could penetrate the real world. If it hasn't already, which it has, because
we know it has.
We know it has. I don't believe in a conscious existing entity that has taken on Slender Man. So I will give you skeptical. No, actually, no. I'm going unbelievable. I think the idea of an existing Slender Man, because like you said, we can pinpoint where it came from. That to me, the story of the legacy of Slender Man, what it can make humans do, believable. But the idea of Slender Man, unbelievable.
I give it a skeptical. Honestly, personally, I don't think it could really happen, but in the back of my mind.
Dude, you know, you said you're afraid to drive home.
I mean, yeah.
So like that, I mean, that's enough. That's enough.
In the
you're
back
skeptical.
Of my mind, it's like a little, like a little itch. Like, what if he's there? Like, shut up. I know, but like, I don't want to think about that.
Just that much enough is, I think, enough to justify your feeling skeptical.
Yeah.
Because I could probably watch a Slender Man movie and drive home and be like, I'm good. There are things that I could think about that would freak me out and cause me to be a little bit more alert. Driving. Slender Man's not it. So I'm gonna stay firm with my unbelievable, but I totally understand. Not that you need my justification.
No, I don't know. No.
But I think skeptical is fair. But it really, like, if it builds in people's unconscious and it continues and people use it as a reason, whether or not they truly believe it, to kill or to harm people, that is believable and that's scary.
So if you found that episode interesting and you have a tale from your hometown that you want like us to cover, I would love it if you could just email believingthebizarre@gmail.com.
We'll read it. We'll decide on it. We'll be like, nah, it's bullshit. We'll delete it. But then you'll try again and you'll send us something else. And that one will be a little bit better. And we will talk about that on an upcoming episode.
I would love to. I am Charlie.
I am Tyler. Until then, join us on our next episode of Believing the Bizarre.